We come this evening to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 25. And we're singing the first version of the Psalm 25. And the opening verses 1 to 7. To thee I lift my soul, O Lord. I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor foes triumph o'er me. Psalm number 25. And verses 1 to 7 to God's praise. Now let us turn to the Gospel according to John in chapter 18, John's Gospel, chapter 18, and we shall begin to read at verse number 33. This is the famous interview, or part of the famous interview, between Jesus and Pontius Pilate. And picking up the reading at verse 33 in John chapter 18, we read, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, saying, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it to thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. For to this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But you have a custom, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. And so on. Let us now join together in prayer. Eternal God, we are eternally thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ made a good confession before Pontius Pilate, that he spoke clearly, that he spoke with a warning note, that he spoke, no doubt, with a note of compassion, recognizing Pilate's ignorance as well as his iniquity. And as we gather around the scriptures again this evening to listen to the voice of the Son of God, we pray that we would indeed have ears to hear as he commanded us, not simply to take heed what we hear, but to take heed also how we hear. We recognize, O God, it is possible for us to hear the truth, to hear many good things, but not to hear properly, to hear half-heartedly, to hear sleepily and sluggishly, to hear with a particular choice of what we hear, and to hear with a kind of critical spirit, and to hear with a welcoming and a loving heart. And so we pray that as we listen to Jesus Christ speaking to us, as recorded in the writings of these apostles, that we would listen in 2,000 years later and pay attention to him as he represents to us the Word of God. He is the Word of God, the meaning of God, the Logos of God, the logic of God. But he is the one who speaks the ultimate truth to us. He came into the world in order to bear witness to the truth, as he has been reminding Pontius Pilate in the reading already read. And so this evening, as we seek again the face of God, we seek also the favor of God. We seek mercy and we seek grace, because we know that without mercy and grace, we remain alienated, we remain at a distance, we remain unsaved, we remain at enmity to God, we remain outside the kingdom. And so this evening, as the Word of God is presented to us once again, it is presented in order that we might become wise unto salvation. Always this is the purpose of the Scripture, never to deceive us or discourage us ultimately, but to bring us to God. The message of the Scripture from beginning to end is a good message. It is the Gospel. Away back in Genesis chapter 1, we are told that God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth, and that is a good message for us. That is sweet news to those who are seeking a meaning in life. And so as we read throughout the whole Scriptures, Heavenly Father, help us to see that we are reading the Gospel. And even as we read in the prophets and sing in the Psalms, we are singing and reading the Gospel. We are listening in to God's message of reconciliation, the revelation that God has given of himself and of ourselves, in order that we might know him, and in order that we might know that he already knows all about us. Heavenly Father, help us to be thankful for the life that we live, the opportunities that we have, the privileges that we enjoy, but above all, to be thankful for the Gospel, to have the Scriptures. We know that there are areas of this world, even as we gather around the world this evening, we know that there are areas of the world which do not have the Scriptures, and they walk in darkness and do not know the truth, and are in bondage to ignorance and demon influence and all kinds of dangers, and above all, exposed to the judgment of God. And yet we walk in the privileged areas of the world where we have the Scriptures translated accurately and opened before us, the final Word of God given, that we might be under no delusions or erroneous doctrines concerning what to do to be saved and what to be in order to please God. So help us this evening as we gather again to worship, to come with boldness but also with humility to the throne of grace, seeking always grace and mercy and always in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, help us to pray, help us to praise, help us indeed to preach the word, help us to listen to the word as it is preached. And above all, help us to remember, O God, that we are in the presence of the Most High, the great holy God of Israel, whose name is indeed holiness itself, the God who is different to everything that we can ever think about or imagine, the God who has no equal, no superior, nothing before him, nothing above him, nothing remotely like him. And as we approach this august and holy one, we pray that we, in a sense, too, would veil our faces, put our hands to our lips, and bow low in the presence of this living, holy God. So help us to do as we hear and sing the word again this evening. And we also remember to pray again for our loved ones. We are commanded to pray for other people as well as for ourselves. And so we do again this evening. And we remember those in authority over us. We remember our beloved families and our friends and our acquaintances, our neighbors, and indeed our enemies. And, O God, we pray, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what it is that they are doing. So help us and heed us, O God, and help us to heed God's holy living truth as it comes to us this evening. And this we pray through Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read again in the Gospel according to John chapter 8. John's Gospel in chapter 8 and beginning to read at verse 12. John chapter 8 at verse 12. And we shall read as far as verse 32. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, the first 11 verses of this chapter, of course, deal with this famous incident concerning the woman who was accused of adultery, and they brought her to Jesus to see what he would think of the decision that should be made. What do you think of her? And we know the story and how he did not condemn her, told her to go her way to sin no more. Go and sin no more. And this shows surely the understanding that Christ has concerning human infirmity as well as human iniquity. And it is of his mercies that we are not consumed, all of us. And so it's a well-known story, and it shows something of the character and the compassion of Christ. We look, or we read rather, from verse 12 in John's Gospel, chapter 8, from verse 12. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, that's to the Jews, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. He doesn't mean he doesn't judge. He means he doesn't judge in that way. I don't judge men the way that you do. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then they said unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spoke Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him. For his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then they said unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to the Jews who believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we shall leave the reading at that point. The notice is, of course, we remind you of the meeting on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and God willing, next time, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Next Lord's Day, God willing. We, of course, always welcome those who join with us. We know that these services are not only going over the telephone link up at this time, but also they are going to be on the web for anyone who cares to peruse the web and lift up some of these recorded services. And we pray that the word of God would indeed bless the hearts, save and encourage the hearts of the saints, of those who listen in. So we do welcome visitors to our recordings once again this evening. And again, we remind you just very briefly that if you wish to continue to the offerings of the church, these are free will offerings, then even in these closure times, we still have electronic means of contributing. And if you're in any doubt, then, as I mentioned to you before, you can speak to Mr. Steele, our treasurer, regarding how to make a contribution if you so desire. Hopefully we shall not be in lockdown too long, and that we may have alternative places of meeting if we cannot meet in the church for some considerable time. But there's nothing settled yet, as far as I know. Well, let us continue then to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 25. Again, we're singing the first version of the psalm, and from verse 8 to verse 12, God, good and upright is the way he'll sinners show. The meek in judgment he will guide and make his path to know. Psalm number 25, verses 8 to 12.